Hello, BTN News listeners. As many of you know, the news show is entirely made possible by donations from listeners like you. The news show is not sponsored in any way. And because of this, the only way how the news show can continue is through your contributions. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. It's Friday, BTN News listeners, and it's time to get your Friday edition of the BTN News Show started. It's the 26th of June, 2020. Here comes the best technology news that's been happening, and it's coming at you in about 5 minutes. The Oculus Go from Facebook. Yeah, it's going away. For those of you who don't remember, that was the entry-level virtual reality headset. Unfortunately, Facebook took a look at it and said, we can't keep doing this. Now, they did say software will still be available for the Go. However, though, the Oculus Store will stop accepting apps or app updates starting December 4th of this year, and won't be adding any more apps to the store after December 18th of this year. Now, why is this happening? Well, you can blame the Quest. That is, if you can find one, stocks are pretty limited still. People are actually enjoying the 6 degrees of freedom movement there instead of the 3 degrees on the Oculus. Yeah, you kind of see that where this is going, yeah. So all of you out there that thought that price of $199 was a steal for the Go, it was, because Facebook pretty much stole your money and now is going to not really give you anything in the near future. Here's a rumor we've been hearing back and forth for a while. Amazon Prime and live TV. More birdies have been chirping today that Amazon actually is planning to bolster its Prime Video service with live television. How this is coming up again? Well, it all has to do with the job posting. Apparently, Amazon is looking for someone who can redefine how customers watch 24/7 linear broadcast television. And that person will be tasked with designing an end-to-end customer experience for how customers discover and watch live TV. Like I said, rumors have been around for quite a while that Amazon's kind of wanted to take on Sling TV and, of course, YouTube TV. We've also heard that Amazon is actually pursuing licensing deals for live programming. Remember, Amazon got in touch with the NFL last year for Thursday night football games? Yeah, it could be something much bigger come next season. That is, if there is a season. And, of course, just last week, they started streaming Premier League games in the UK. So, yeah, you can definitely see that Amazon Prime is ready for primetime TV. The question is, though, how far do they want to take it? And finally, in a galaxy far, far away, what the hell is that noise? Apparently, we've been hearing some repeating radio waves now for about 500 days. These radio waves, by the way, are called fast radio bursts, or FRBs, and are actually thought to be caused by small, massive objects in outer space that are far, far away that we can't see, but apparently we can hear. There is theories on this. Maybe it's an energy of explosions or eruptions going on somewhere. Whatever the case may be, these sounds have been going on far longer than most expected. 38 bursts have actually been recorded from September 16, 2018, all the way up to February 4th of 2020. They've also noticed the cycle actually repeats once every 16 days, 4 noisy days, and 12 days of silence. The only theory I can come up with is somebody's having one hell of a big space party. But I'm no professional. I'll leave that to the scientists to figure this one out. If you happen to have a story and no one else is listening, well, we would love to. Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our website, of course, is located at britishtechnetwork.com. Get subscribed to the new show over there, and you can support the new show over there, too. Go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. And, of course, those of you that are supporting the new show month in and month out, thank you so very much for your help. Really, we could not do this show without you. Find us on Facebook, too, at British Tech Network. Of course, follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And definitely come by our community at our Slack room by visiting britishtech.slack.com. The news show, oh yeah, it is the weekend time. R&R is on the cards. I hope it is for you too. We will, however, they'll be back on Monday getting you caught up on the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, have a great Friday, have a fantastic weekend, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.